Thank you, Mr. President. We appreciate the efforts of the coordinators on improvised explosive devices to provide useful insights on the subject. The issue of IEDs is a global phenomena, including involving a complicated string of actors and elements. IEDs are of great concern to Pakistan, as these have been used against civilians and military targets by terrorists in our country, causing a large number of casualties due to their indiscriminate lethal effects. We have, however, reversed the use of IEDs by terrorists in the country through effective law enforcement actions. Some of the important steps taken by Pakistan to counter the threat and impact of IEDs include the establishment of National Counter-IED Forum, the formulation of National Counter-IED Strategy, and National Counter-IED Implementation Plan, as well as Counter-IED Organization. A counter-IED explosive and munitions school has also been established, which provides the state-of-art training. We also offer training opportunities to our international partners. A large number of military and law enforcement personnel, including from other countries, have been trained in this institution. Pakistan has successfully implemented stringent regulatory measures to control precursor materials usable in IEDs, along with the tightening of its border controls. Despite limited resources, Pakistan has significantly improved its capacity and capability in detecting and neutralizing IEDs. We take note of the adoption of an annual resolution titled Countering the Threat Posed by Improvised Explosive Devices by the UNGA First Committee. We welcome the resolution's encouragement to all states to participate in the ongoing work on IEDs under AP2. We believe that this forum has the right expertise and technical focus to deal with the issue most efficiently. I thank you, Mr. President.